Hello, respective viewers, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel again. And in this video, I'd like to comment about President Joe Biden's recent visits to both jurisdictions in Ireland. So he flew in earlier today, landing at Dublin on Air Force One. Of course, that's the official plane of the US president. Now, as he likes to emphasize, he's got Irish ancestry. His great-great-grandfather emigrated from Ireland in the 1850s. So I'm not sure he's got any non-Irish ancestry, but Biden is not a particularly Irish name. But of course he could be, you know, there could have been Irish people with sort of remote English ancestry or something. Anyway, so I'm spending 3 days in Ireland, and he's not just been the Republic of Ireland, he's gone to the wee north as well. But anyway, when he touched down in Dublin, he's greeted by the Taoiseach. Now, if you're not Irish, you won't know that means Prime Minister. And our Taoiseach is Dr. Leo Varadkar, who's notable for being the first non-white Taoiseach. He's half Indian, I mean half white Irish on his mother's side, and the first openly homosexual Taoiseach as well. There might have been other Taoiseach who are gay, but none of them came out. Anyway, so Mr. Biden, he went to meet his remote cousins in the Cooley Peninsula. So that's in County Louth, you know, near Carlingford Loch, a stretch of water which separates the Republic from Northern Ireland. Pub in Dundalk, County Louth, and he's got some distant cousins there as well, and so on. So like most Irish American politicians, well, he's long been an advocate of the Irish nationalist cause. There are no votes in unionism in Northern Ireland. And of course, most Americans know virtually nothing about it. I mean, I'm told that the history and geography of other countries is largely not taught in American schools. Obviously, there's a staggering degree of ignorance in Ireland about our own history, in Great Britain, about Great Britain's history, let alone of that of neighboring lands such as Ireland and so on. So most people just know very little generally. I mean, you might have grasped the fact that I'm fixated with you know, ethnography, but yeah, you learn a new thing every day. Only today I discovered that the Amhara are not the biggest ethnic group in Ethiopia. I'd long assumed that they were. Anyway, so there's a bit of an impasse in Northern Ireland because there's meant to be a power-sharing agreement under the Donald formula, as in named after that 19th century Belgian jurist and political theoretician. So there have to be both nationalists and unionists in government. And the major nationalist party is Sinn Féin. And their aim, obviously, is to take Northern Ireland out of the United Kingdom and incorporate into the Republic of Ireland. And the major unionist party is the DUP, or Democratic Unionist Party. And the DUP, they are refusing to enter into coalition, in which case Northern Ireland must be administered from Westminster. Okay, so that's His Majesty's government, of course. Northern Ireland is represented in the Westminster Parliament, but Sinn Féiners are elected there too, and Sinn Féin doesn't enter the United Kingdom Parliament, even though they're entitled to do so, because they refuse to take an oath to His Gracious Majesty, King Charles III. So the Northern Ireland Assembly is not up and running. It's got that magnificent building, Stormont, just to the east of Belfast to meet in, but you know, it's not being used. So this is frustrating various people. So the President of the United States has used his good offices to try and convince them to get down together and to cooperate in government. That's not happening. It was marking a quarter of a century since the signing of the Good Friday Agreement. So in 1998, both the Sinn Féin, which was the IRA's political face, and the SDLP, were constitutional nationalists. They always eschewed violence. They signed this agreement, as did the Ulster Unionist Party, the Alliance Party. Some of the pro-loyalist terrorist parties, like the Progressive Unionist Party. But the DUP, which is not the major unionist party at the time, refused to participate. And there was a considerable faction within the Ulster Unionist Party which would not go along with the Good Friday Agreement. And one of the loudest voices against was Geoffrey Donaldson. He's now leader of the Democratic Unionist Party, Sir Geoffrey Donaldson, who was really the baby of the Ulster Unionist Parliamentary Party at the time. Now, what else was I saying? We see the rapturous reception President Biden, as American presidents almost always do. And he drew a crowd of some 5,000 in Dundalk, which would be most of the population of the town. Not bad going for a Thursday, but admittedly, it's the Easter holiday still. So he's going to address the Oireachtas, which is as in the two houses of the Irish Parliament, the Senate, or Seanad, should I say, and Dáil Éireann. And he's going to go to Ballinagh County Mayo in the West Coast because he's got some of his forebears came from there. So it's all gone very well. It's obviously quite a tight security operation. He spent 17 hours in Northern Ireland and he met the leaders of all the major political parties trying to knock heads together, but there's no sign there's going to be collaborative work between the DUP and the other parties. But the DUP is a bit of a bind because they do go back into government when their concerns over the Northern Ireland Protocol remain unresolved because they're not satisfied with the Windsor Framework Agreement. They do go back in. The hardliners will desert them and vote for the traditional unionist voice, the TUV, which completely rejects the whole Good Friday Agreement. And if they don't go into government with the other parties, then some of the moderate voters will get fed up with this and they will leave the DUP and they'll start voting for more of a middle-of-the-road unionist parties, such as the Ulster Unionist Party, seemingly moribund at the moment, or indeed the Alliance Party of Northern Ireland. So the Alliance Party is probably pro-union, maybe rather than unionist. Say that Ireland was divided because communities were divided and not the other way around. And they're willing to be part of the United Kingdom, but in a completely forward-looking way. It's not about King Billy for them. And they're small air liberals, are part of Liberal International. They have a fraternal party of the Liberal Democrats in Great Britain and so forth. So that's them. Remember Blair, in his autobiography, A Journey, wrote to the Alliance Party, they're totally reasonable people, which is why they've got no chance in politics, because you need to have a drum to bang and a flag to wave in Northern Ireland, and they're not so much into identitarianism, rather, the Alliance Party. And they deliberately rotated leaders, a Catholic leader for a few years, followed by a Protestant leader for a few years, followed by a Catholic, followed by a Protestant, alternate, I should say, between the two major religious denominations. Remembering that national identity correlates strongly with religious denomination in Northern Ireland, there was a more or less a sectarian fault line in the north of Ireland. Anyway, so the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom was in Northern Ireland because it's the UK, and he met President Biden and met various other leaders as well. And then he spent about half an hour, and some people said this was discourteous that Rishi Sunak didn't give him more time. He said, "Well, no, that's not the case." So that is Biden, and yeah. So Biden has been very open about his desire to see Northern Ireland secede from the United Kingdom and merge into the Irish Republic, something which might transpire. But Sammy Wilson, a Democratic Unionist Party politician, he castigated the U.S. president, saying he shouldn't poke his nose into matters which do not concern him. You know, he's not an Irish citizen, he's not a British citizen. This is not part of the United States. And Biden and the Americans would not appreciate it if a foreign politician weighed in and had the nerve to tell them how they must behave in their homeland. Thank you for watching my video. Toodaloo.